The St. Lawrence apple. I was curious. I didn't know what the St. Lawrence apple was. JB and Pierre Fon saying, FYI, Elias, the St. Lawrence apple originated in the Montreal area around 1830. How about that? Almost 200 years ago. Possibly an ancestor of the Macintosh. Compared to store-bought modern hybrids, they don't store well, but perfectly good when fresh. That is from JB. And the pitchforks are out for me for doing something that I think a lot of us do, and I think it's completely normal, and that is mixing in imperial and metric measurements at the same time. So here's why I made that decision, by the way. So I was telling the audience, I was telling you that 750 grams for three apples. Now, some of you may not know, well, what's 750 grams? You divide it by three, that's 250 grams per apple. Well, some people still don't know what 250 grams is. Well, it's just over half a pound, which is why I said both, because I'm trying to make sure everyone understands the apparent weight of these apples. I still think the cashier was like pressing down on that scale. Doesn't make sense to me. 656 for three apples. Okay, let's move things along. While we're talking about dollar signs, let's talk to an economist, shall we? Moshe Lander joins me on the line, economics professor at Concordia. Hi, Moshe.
Good morning.
Listen, we're back. You're back on the program so soon after the last time you were on this program because, you know, we got on a naughty list, I will say. The Rona people, the Lowe's Canada people, sent myself, and you were on this email too. You're a cop. I'm looking at this email now.
Yes.
Matt Gitte, producer of this program, printed me out the email. It was sent from media, the media people at Lowe's, to me and you, and called Erratum Interview Regarding Rona and Lowe's. And they took a lot of issues here, right? With some of the stuff we mentioned. I wanted to start off with the last thing they pointed out. And this is what they wrote to us. As any other responsible company, we are always looking to keep our costs under control and to find opportunities to optimize our operations throughout our network in order to better serve our stores and ultimately our customers. Are they basically just saying here at the end, everybody's doing it, so we're doing it too?
I got the feeling that they're trying to justify why they're moving those jobs to India, which is what we were talking about last week. And so beyond the fact that Erratum is incorrect, there was more than one mistake, and it should be Errata. But
aha! Nice. Nice, Moshe. I love it.
That in this particular case, they weren't saying that we said anything incorrect. We were completely correct. They're moving jobs to India, and that's to try and boost their profits. And there's nothing wrong with that, and that's what I was trying to say last week, that that's the way it goes for them to try and clarify it. All they were doing was saying what I was saying.
The problem really here, Moshe, is that they have a public relations nightmare on their hands, right? The premier of this province, François Legault, had some tough words for Rona. And of course, if you're a small business owner who like owns a Rona franchise in like small town Quebec, you were not happy about that. But this is going to have ramifications, right? Like, you know, they've lost luster in Quebecers' minds, and that's hard to rebound from, right?
Absolutely. Now, you know, as much as the premier is saying that he might boycott the stores and he might try where always possible to buy Quebec first, and now maybe I guess because these jobs are being moved, he doesn't see them to be as a Quebec-based business anymore. The fact is that if he's going to boycott it and try and encourage his followers to boycott it, well, that's not going to save the jobs either. So I wasn't really sure what the premier was trying to say in that he wants to boycott this. So, yeah, they have a PR problem, and the premier didn't help it.
And are you surprised a guy like the premier with his, you know, business background? And, you know, that's one of his chops that he likes to put out there, that he was a businessman. Doesn't understand this sort of basic principle of business?
You know what? I dealt with politicians for years when I worked in government. And I've really never met a politician that doesn't understand business or doesn't understand economics. Mm-hmm. What they do understand, though, very well is politics. And they will quickly forget their business background for the sake of their politics background. And so, you know, they understand why jobs are being moved or why these promises that were made were not really wink-wink promises. But what they need is to try and cater to their voters, and they want to try and say, hey, I'm looking out for your best interest, which is why you voted for me, and your best interest, as far as you told me, is to promote Quebec, and so that's what I'm doing.
Does a boycott, like, let's say, you know, this sort of anti-Rona sentiment now that they're owned by a big, bad American company, does this boycott stuff ever work?
No. I mean, it can work if the particular offense is egregious. Moving 60 jobs to India is not egregious. So when I'm looking to go buy do-it-yourself materials, am I really going to sit there and say, well, you know, there's a Rona right around the corner, and there's a Home Depot two villages down. I'm going to go out of my way to buy Home Depot. Even if you have a consumer here or there that decides that, I don't know that there's enough oomph that it's really going to dent things. And if it does, it's only short term. People forget pretty quickly.
And on the side of business, one of the points that was emailed to us, and the quote unquote, this is the quote, this decision will allow us to focus the efforts of the head office on strengthening the Canadian business. Is that actually, you know, is there an argument to be made there? You cut a few jobs that are in Canada, you ship them overseas, but at the end of the day, it does play out where it's better for Canadian operations. It's better. It strengthens the company long term.
Well, that's why they would do it. Let's not forget that the reason that they're doing this is because they are a profit-maximizing business that is interested in the bottom line and delivering value to their shareholders and their owners. So if they are looking to move jobs out, they're clearly saying that somebody in India is going to do this job, you know, bang for your buck, better than the person at head office in Quebec. And so that's why they're doing it. So they are correct that it is going to deliver a better product in theory, as long as you can look past the PR part that they're shifting a job out of Canada and moving it to some other country.
Moshe Lander, economics professor at Concordia University. Try and stay out of the inbox there, Moshe.